Macmillan Audio presents Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon by Jeffrey Kluger. Read for you by Brian Troxell.
With love to Alejandra, Elisa, and Paloma, for the bright sunlight and the soft moonlight. Prologue, August 1968. The last thing Frank Borman needed was a phone call when he was trying to fly his spacecraft. No astronaut ever wanted to hear a ringing phone when he was in the middle of a flight, but when the spacecraft wasn't Apollo, any interruption was pretty much unforgivable. The Apollo was a beautiful machine, so much bigger, so much sleeker than the corrugated Mercury and Gemini pods that all of the other Americans who had ever been in space had flown. But the Mercuries and the Geminis had a perfect record. 16 launches, 16 splashdowns, and not a crewman lost. The Apollo, on the other hand, was already a killer. Only 18 months ago, three very good men had died in the first ship, before it even got off the launch pad. So when Borman was trying to fly the cursed machine, he needed to pay complete attention. And now, at precisely the wrong moment, there was a call for him. In fairness, Borman was not actually in mid-flight when the phone rang. No one had yet taken an Apollo into space. That would be folly until the ship was proven fit to fly.